This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Brought to you by Serve Pro Cleanup, Restoration, and Construction. Visit servepro.com. So since you're on the basketball, also tonight, Bucks and Pacers, and Damian Lillard did tear the Achilles. So he is done. Nixon Pistons at 7:30 at the Garden, Game 5 there. You had the Warriors and Rockets last night. A lot of people like Houston coming into this thing, but the Warriors getting the job done down the stretch.
Baseline right, Fred VanVleet. To Şengün with 10 seconds remaining. At the top of the key, at the free throw line. A jump hook from 14 feet, side rim right, missed. Rebound, Jimmy Butler with a foul. 4 seconds left.
Yeah, and if it sounds disappointing, that's because that's Rockets radio, and they were expecting a big basket there, and then they missed the three-pointer the other way. And 109-106, the final, as Golden State wins. They take a 3-1 series lead. Here was Şengün on the missed shot first.
You know, I could have go to rim. But that was, Looney was down there when I saw him, so I would just turn and took my shot, you know. That's my shot. I'm making those through the years now, so.
But he didn't in this spot, and as he would go on to say, it certainly hurt. Draymond Green was defending him, the ageless one, on how he defended that play.
He likes the ISO right in the middle of the paint. So, you know, he started coming downhill. I gave a little ground. And Stack always tells us it's a time that you have to get serious. He says it's time to get, and you just try to pick that point. You know, I want to pick it too early.
And he picked it at the right time, and they take game four. Now, this clip from Jimmy Butler, I think, is very serious. So he had 27 points. At times in the game, you can see, and if you can read lips, I mean, there's some nasty things being said between him and Dylan Brooks back and forth. So a reporter post-game thought it was all in fun, and as you will find out, if Butler's telling the truth here, it's not.
Jimmy, you and Dylan got into it. It looked like you guys were having fun. Like, take it back to the playground almost, it looked like. What was it like out there? And it looked like you guys were, like, going back and forth. Did you enjoy that element of the game?
No, we're not having fun. Give me a right for this. I don't like Dylan Brooks, so we're never having fun. I'm a fierce competitor. He's a fierce competitor. But there ain't nothing fun about that.
I'll tell you one thing. At least he gives them the respect, though, right?
He's saying he's a fierce competitor.
Like, I'm a fierce competitor,
And Butler had 27 points, 12 from the line.
Getting out of Miami and all of a sudden just becoming the missing piece in Golden State.
Forced his way out of Miami.
Yes.
A place that he loved, by the way, that he forced himself to.
That is very true. And at first didn't want to go to Golden State, remember?
Yep.
So I wonder how much that cost him.
Yeah, state tax.
Here's
wise.
How much cost them. Yeah. It doesn't matter because they make so much money.
Well, yeah. Well, good for him. But this is the only Warriors go on to win this.
Agreed. Cavaliers easy over the Heat. This game was so bad. This was the TNT guys at halftime. The score was 72-33 in favor of Cleveland. Ooh. Hold on, let me find it. There you go.
This might be the worst game I've ever watched.
Ernie. I try not to ever use the word quit or choke. Because you can see, and I'm very seldom using. This is quitting at its finest right here.
Meaning
wow,
Miami.
And this is on their home court, too, by the way.
138-83 was the final score.
Yeah.
Could you imagine spending money to go watch that last night?
No, I cannot. They're going to have to do something there in Miami. That Heat culture seems to be a little bit dead.
I would say so. You know what? They fought through that play-in to get to this, but then just got completely annihilated. Here was Kenny Atkinson, says, my team just focused.
We don't seem to have letdowns, you know, and that's rare. It's just rare, you know. In with any team, we rarely have letdowns.
Donovan Mitchell at 22 says it's just a step.
We have a bigger goal in mind, you know. I think in for us understanding that this is special. We've been doing special things all year, but we didn't come here just to sweep in the first round and get to the second. You know what I mean? So the goal is how can we, you know, take advantage of this rest, this break, and then be ready to go for next round.
Oh, they Spoelstra to the Nuggets. What do you think?
Wow, you think they're going to get rid of Spoelstra, huh?
I think maybe not like a get rid of, but maybe the time is run out type of thing. You know, maybe this is a turn the page spot for Miami. You know, like sort of like you were talking about Mike Sullivan.
Yeah.
We're talking about Mike Sullivan and the Pittsburgh Penguins. And it's like, hey, you know, hey, the Ranger job's open. Like maybe it's the time for me to leave this place. Got a little stale.
Maybe he doesn't want to leave Miami.
Yeah. I don't know.
It all depends on what Pat Riley says, right?
All true. And Pat Riley says every 10 years you should change up your life.
That's how long has my Spoelstra's been there? For more than 10 years.
So maybe he believes it's time. Might be time for Riley, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's been at least, 15 years?
Yeah, but Riley has been the coach and then an executive, so two different jobs.
It's got to be, like, 30 years.
Well, for Spoelstra, it's been, like, 16, I think.
Right.
Right, so, but for Riley, he's been there, what, since 95?
It's a long, yeah, well, after the Knicks.
What was his last Knick run?
Yeah, I mean, it's been like a really long time.
All right, let's get to the baseball. We'll start with the later game first. This was in Baltimore where the Orioles took the series opener from the Yankees.
Two balls, two strikes, and the pitch. Breaking ball, swing on, hit a long way. Right field, down the line. That ball is gone.
Who knows?
Well, he hung one and paid for it, and the walks killed him. A couple of walks and then a ding-dong. O'Hearn with his fifth home run, RBIs 9, 10, and 11.
Yep, Dave Sims with the call here on the Fan. You walk, guys, you get burned.
Any Yankee fan caught this. Caught this home run. Did you see that?
He throw it back?
I think it was a girl who caught it.
Anyway, that was the big blow in the third inning. A 4-3 win for the Orioles. Will Warren was the pitcher who walked those two batters and then gave up the home run. Here he was talking about the bad inning.
Yeah. I mean, catcher's never trying to start off the inning with back-to-back walks. And then, obviously, O'Hearn did the damage on a pitch that didn't get quite in.
No, when he hit it to right field over the fence. Now, in the post game, the reporters went to O'Hearn. This was on Mason, and they opened it, you know, talking about the home run and the way this team needed a jolt because they've been bad. Even with the win, they're 11-17.
Kind of exhaled after you hit that ball with the way the guys have been struggling and runners in scoring position. You kind of sense just what a big hit that was.
Yeah, I want to start by apologizing to the kids, you know, watching. There's a hot mic in the dugout there, and, you know, obviously we're fired up and say some things that we shouldn't maybe, you know, we don't want kids to hear. So I just want to say sorry for that.
So I said class or no class with Alan. I think we took that as very classy. Here is the hot mic audio. He agreed. Here's the audio.
And the hydration station.
Wow. Now, he didn't say what you think he said.
Oh, he said something else.
But it's close.
All right.
And it's not great.
So yeah, obviously.
That was very nice.
But what did he say?
Bowls. Oh, that's what it was? Oh.
And a bleeping in the middle of it.
Oh.
So, yeah, it was.
That's great. Sorry, kids.
If you hear it, yeah. It's loud. Like right. Even Michael K. pauses and they start kind of giggling
There's
little bit.
There's some third graders telling that to his teacher a little bit later today.
I was watching the Yankee game last night.
Yeah.
And you know what you can do? Anyhow, in the loss, Anthony Volpe and Austin Wells had RBI doubles. Carlos Rodon, the start tonight on the Fan at 6:35. It was an offensive orgy for the Mets yesterday in Washington, and Brandon Nimmo had himself a monster, specifically in the late innings, a monster game.
Bases loaded and one out. First pitch. Swung on and absolutely crushed to right field. Cruz going back to the warning track. He's a spectator. Long gone to the left of the bullpen. Grand slam, Brandon Nimmo.
Yep, that was Pat McCarthy on Mets Odyssey Radio. That's after he homered in the previous inning. He had 9 RBIs on the afternoon. The Mets beat the Nationals 19-5. This game was so out of hand, Ahmad Rosario was pitching in the last inning, too. Here was Nimmo on Mets Odyssey Radio. Wasn't aware that he had actually tied the Mets record for RBIs in the game. It was Carlos Delgado. However many years ago with the 9.
Even when I was coming up with the position player pitching and, you know, possibly was going to have bases loaded or guys in scoring position again, I was only just thinking, like, you know, hey, let's see if we can keep extending this. Like, I was, you know, kind of like, maybe I can get into double digit in one day.
Well, almost. Unfortunately for him, Mark Vientos home run, had a three-run homer right before he came up again with an opportunity to drive in another run. Vientos the home run, Jeff McNeil homered earlier in the game as well. And Pete Alonso, a couple more hits, an RBI single, batting average now at .337. Here was Griffin Canning, five shutout innings for the win. Canning, who people didn't think much of, 4-1, ERA of 2.61 right now, and he says not a bad start.
Yeah, pretty good. Again, I'd like to get deeper in the game. Yeah, just think I can clean up some stuff with my execution of changeup and slider when I'm ahead in count. But yeah.
Maybe. He still gets you five innings.
I'd say his ball moves pretty good, though. I mean, when he's on,
that's all he's been is on.
Yeah. Right, and that little changeup he has just falls completely out of the strike zone.
Pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good so far. Tonight you've got David Peterson starting against the Diamondbacks. The Mets back home with a 7-10 start. Meantime, Steve Cohen was on the Show podcast. I think that's John Heyman's podcast, I believe. And, you know, they were talking about Juan Soto and the slow start, and he says no concerns.
I'm not worried about Juan. I mean, he is singly focused on baseball. He's a pure hitter. Let's have this discussion at the end of the year.
Okay, fair enough.
Can't even believe it!
Well, through 29 games, even with Soto not doing a whole hell of a lot offensively, the Mets are 20-9 on the year. All right, a couple of things from football. We got more audio coming up next hour, but this hour I will take you to D.C., where the Super Bowl champion Eagles visited the White House. So a couple of things from President Trump with the Eagles. First, he, like everyone else, talking about Saquon Barkley.
I was with the Giants and the head coach and some people, and I said, do anything you have to, but don't lose Saquon. They lost Saquon. That was not good. I called that one. That was an easy one to call because he played damn well for the Giants.
Apparently the Giants have refuted this.
Yeah, Pat Hanlon said, stop yapping.
That's fake news. Yeah. Sad.
By the way. That could be fake. That's most likely fake news.
Look at my man Big Dom back there. Look at his fit.
He's
this
loving it.
This guy with the hat and the chains and the shirt and everything. I mean, oh. He had that outfit laid out since they won the Super Bowl. He goes, this is what I'm going to wear to the White House. I bet you smells really good, too, like you put on a nice cologne.
Yeah.
Oh, look at Big Dom. Oh, I've never been more jealous of another man.
Look at how big Lane Johnson
is. Looking like that. Yeah, I know. It's a big dude.
That is a big dude.
They got a big team.
They certainly do. Big team. Made by a little guy and Howie Roseman.
Yes.
That is very true, too. And then lastly.
So I want to congratulate once again, and let me just say, fly, Eagles, fly, right?
There you go. So Saquon Barkley was there, played golf with him, and was, you know, beaten up on social media and told everybody to get out of his mentions.
Good for him.
It was funny, yes. Tonight in Raleigh, the Devils take on the Hurricanes. They're fighting for their lives, as you know. Carolina leads the series 3-1. And then you mentioned a couple of the other series. The Stars beat the Avalanche 6-2, Dallas up 3-2, and the Panthers over the Lightning 4-2. They have a 3-1 series lead there. I'll get you some highlights throughout the course of the morning. Next hour, we will hear from Brandon Bean of the Bills.
I watched this morning.
That was the awesome. Airwaves,
so by the way, that was awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, I wish we had a general manager around here who would fire back like that occasionally,
exactly,
man.
You know, pretty good. Wide receivers score more points than anybody.
It's great.
I will play the audio next hour. And also, Derek Carr was giving a sermon, apparently, in church and addressed his career. So we'll get to that next hour, too.
You think you have audio of that?
There is audio of that.
They're recording sermons now?
Apparently so. It was in Vegas, a church in Vegas.
One of those super churches?
Maybe.
Big ones? Thousands of people in there?
Maybe. I'm not sure. Wow. All I could see is him on the stage walking around. I didn't see, you don't call it an audience. What do you call it?
parishioners?
Congregation?
The congregation.
Exactly. Yeah. So I don't know how many people were there, but there were people there, and he was talking about life and his career.